Blog Talk Radio.
Spent some time in the country, live from Ontario and heard around the world. Welcome to In the Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told. Spend some time in the country, now it's time we start the show.
My guest on the show today is Andrew Heller, a classically trained singer who regularly performs with various orchestras. And he's also recorded an album called El Paso with many of Marty Robbins' songs and some other country favorites. Not only that, but he is behind a project by Charlie McCoy. It's a tribute CD to Hank Williams that features guest appearances by Roy Clark, Ricky Skaggs, and Hank's daughter, Jet Williams. So there's lots to talk about, from the world of classical music to country music, here on In the Country, as I welcome Andrew Heller. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Hey, doing just great. How about yourself?
I'm in clear weather down here in Austin.
That is so good to hear. Of course, a lot of places across the states are with Hurricane Sandy. So we're glad you're safe. And let's talk about some great music. First of all, of course, we know you're connected to country music, but let's talk about your background in music, Andrew, and your classical training.
Well, I started singing when I was in my, before I was 10, I actually did summer stock and did some great musicals. And in fact, one of the songs I sang was a song that was first recorded by Elvis Presley. I sang it in a version of Our Town done when I was 8 years old. Do you remember the song I Believe?
Yeah, I do, actually. It's a great one by Elvis.
In fact, I sang it a few years ago and brought it to number one again. And unfortunately, one of the people who sang with me just died this week. You remember Louis Nunley?
I remember the name.
He was one of the original Jordanaires. Louis,
wow.
And... I had the three surviving Jordanaires singing with me when I recorded, I Believe. And Lewis, we just got received word this morning that Lewis, he's had emphysema for a while, but he died, and I believe he was 85. He's been singing with me every time we get up to Nashville. He can't travel very far because of the emphysema,
right.
But he could still sing, and he could still sit down in the studio and put in full sessions.
That would have added such a special touch to that song to have some of the Jordanaires singing with you.
Oh, yeah, it was, excuse the noises in the back. I have a little Jack Russell here who is bringing toys over to me and squeaking them. Yeah, I mean, it was very, in fact, we did a song where we got Ray, we got Gordon, and we got Lewis all together and did a song the day, or the week that the Cumberland flooded up in Nashville a few years ago.
Right.
And gave that song called Reach Out, done by Boomer Castleman. Gave that to the city. But yeah, I started singing when I was, before I was 10, and won the junior med auditions, got to study musicology under one of the great conductors and composers at the time, and studied singing for opera at the with Madame Grevich, who at that time was head of the Long School of the Met. And then I ran into a real problem. I was making money as a graduate student.
Right.
And I earned my way through graduate school by singing, and I would go down to a piano bar at No. 1 Fifth Avenue or at the Penthouse Club or the Four Seasons, and I had deals with all the owners that if I do a 45-minute set, I could have anything off the menu I wanted, and, you know, anything from, in those days, you know, drinking was a little more relaxed.
Right.
So I was a graduate student. All my friends were starving graduate students, and here I'm eating the best food in New York City. But so, yeah, I sang.
Amazing.
And then went to the dark side. I went over and started working in high tech. And
okay.
Stayed there for
and
a very long time.
What form of high tech? You talking computers?
Yep.
Okay.
I was an IBM fellow and an IBM vice president. I ran the group that created... Remember the machine Watson that won the television show recently?
Yeah, on Jeopardy.
Yeah, well, that Watson is a sixth generation of a computer called the RS-6000, and I ran the group that created that. I was the president of an independent business unit. And then went on.
What a fascinating career so far. I mean, we've got classical music and high tech, and then we've got country music. Now, Andrew, how did country music come into your world?
Country music has been in my life since I was a child. I first heard Marty Robbins, and you know, Marty's songs, first of all, they're great stories, but the music was always so beautiful. And
right.
It didn't matter if he was doing a calypso song like Devil Woman or a great, you know, story song like El Paso or El Paso City. His songs had great music, but more importantly, they had great music with a great storyline.
Yes.
And I took up guitar and playing and singing, you know, the old style country back when I was about 12 years old, 11 years old, and used to be able to you know, work my way on the weekends doing parties and things. And I always found country was very relaxing. Country and the other music I loved and still do love is the music that came out of West Virginia and Appalachia, the great story songs. In fact, one of them is on my country album, a song called
right.
Eddie Brown.
Yes.
Which was a lullaby, believe it or not, talking about a kid drowning in a well, but it's a lullaby that one of my friends had actually heard when she was a very young child from her grandmother who came out of Appalachia.
It's amazing how far some of these songs go back and the storytelling in country music, as you say, because it's something we can all relate to because it's stories about life, whether it's happy, sad, you know, it's, and obviously this is something at an early age that touched you.
Oh yeah. I mean, and the thing I love is, today, most of the songs are really pretty much about pretty sad. Back in when I was a child, a lot of the stories actually weren't all that sad. They were actually nice stories, and you could you listen to a song like I Believe, and if you don't walk away uplifted, you probably need to call the morgue because something's wrong with you.
Right, and it's so great to have music for that because. You know, life has its, obviously, struggles and times where people get down. So to have music that lifts us up is such a wonderful gift and a wonderful thing to be involved in.
Oh, yeah. Music that lifts people up is really what it's all about. When you do a show, I love doing shows. To me, doing a live show at a big theater is more fun than anything because you watch people's eyes. And if
right.
you can get a smile in their eyes, you walk away with a whole lot more than any audience can ever get, even when they're standing and screaming and having a blast. You walk away so happy knowing that you've made someone else's life
yeah.
just a little brighter, a little lighter. And that's what performing's about. That's what music should be about. You want to make people's lives better. It's not to make them feel worse.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. That is a great way to put it into words. Before we get to the a little bit more about the Marty Robbins album, let's talk about Charlie McCoy, Lonesome Whistle, a tribute to Hank Williams. It's a great CD. I've been able to listen to it. There's some instrumental tracks, a lot of harmonica playing, of course, Charlie McCoy is famous for. And we've got special guests on here, Jed Williams, which is Hank's daughter, of course. We've got Roy Clark and Ricky Skaggs on a song, and Hank and the Drifting Cowboys themselves, all part of this. Talk about the CD.
The CD was a project that Charlie had come up with. Charlie's been our band leader for all of our albums. And as you probably know, Charlie, in addition to what he's known for in harmonica, is also a pretty well and highly skilled musician who plays almost every instrument in the orchestra and has a master's in music. I mean, Charlie...
Right.
You go to the Northeast and people say, oh, people from Nashville, they got on their guitars when they were 12 and never went to school. Most of the session players in Nashville are extremely well-schooled in music and very disciplined. But Charlie came up with this project, and he had talked to Jet. He had actually done some shows with Jet. And if you listen to that track, Jet is her father in the way she phrases, in the way she sounds. I mean, she is so clearly Hank's daughter. And she's such an unassuming and absolutely delightful human being. If you ever have a chance, talk to her, meet her, you'll love her. You'll absolutely fall in love with her. But
I
she never sung a duet with her father.
Yeah, I interviewed her about a year ago, roughly, and it was great to speak with her. And as you said, she's so connected to her father and a great singer as well.
Yeah, and a pretty good hunter.
Really?
Yes. She came to the studio in camo.
Great.
But She sings well. Anyway, Charlie had come up with this project he wanted to do because he had entered the Hall of Fame, as you know, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And his plaque hangs on the same wall as Hank's. And Charlie's always been a fan of Hank. In fact, I know very few people who are serious about any type of music who are not fans of Hank Williams. He just did so much in such a short period of time.
Yeah, when died at 29.
Yeah, I mean,
incredible,
and had written what 1,800 songs,
and so many of them hits top
and
10,
so many of them hits after he died.
Yeah,
I mean, so he's an interesting guy to study. Most musicians at least know of his work, and
right.
most of them are kind of awed by some of the things he did. But when Charlie came up with this project, there were a group of musicians that he knew. And my concern was if we didn't do this project right away, some of those guys, like Roy, just would not ever be able to get together. And, you know, Pig Robbins is on there, and you've got musicians who are getting up in age who knew Hank well, worked with him, played with him. And we tried to get all those guys who were alive together and do something that just couldn't be done again, and we didn't want to lose that opportunity. And Charlie had come up with this project, and my wife and I both just decided right away it was something we had to do.
It's such an incredible labor of love from Charlie McCoy, from you and your wife, everybody involved in the project. I also like the spoken parts in it, where there's little parts between songs, and at the end, Charlie and some others do some talking about the CD.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did. Charlie did a great job. You know, we recorded most of this over in Ricky's, at Ricky Skaggs' place. And Ricky's just, first of all, he's so supportive of musicians in general. He's just one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. He and his wife are, you know, he's now playing sometimes. He goes out with the Whites, and they're doing just some great music. Of course, Ricky's doing probably the best-known bluegrass player in the world today.
True.
But he's also back doing country again. You know, he'd stopped doing it for a while, and now he's back doing it and doing it pretty regularly. But we met with Ricky, and Charlie had come up with the ideas and worked with Jet and her husband to get those old recordings. Our engineer took some of those old recordings and really, really improved them so we could use the old recordings along with Jet. So we had some of the original Hank music on there, and that was just, you know, a task of love, because taking some of these old radio broadcasts and bringing them to the level that you heard on the CD was not an easy task.
I'll bet. Now, out of all the songs, obviously it's hard to pick because it might depend on the mood and the day, but do you have a favorite Hank Williams song, Andrew?
Oh, I think the one on the album that I love the most is Mind Your Own Business.
Now, coincidentally enough, this wasn't planned, but that's the song that I picked to play, so this is great.
I think that song, if it doesn't win, you know, an award of some sort, it's only because people haven't listened.
It's such a great song. The songwriting itself, of course, and on this one, Charlie McCoy is joined by Ricky Skaggs and Roy Clark. Did you remember this session or just anything about the song that you particularly like?
I love the words. It's a funny song. It's a fun song.
It is.
And if it doesn't bring to mind at least 20 or 30 incidents that you have in your life in any given month, you're not thinking. Because there are a lot of times when you'd like to take that song and play it at full volume when you're standing next to someone who's being a busybody. But it's just a great song. It was a fun song. And of course, you know, Charlie recorded the track ahead of time, and we had a chance to work with that and hear it and see it. And then when the final product was mixed and put together by Eric Paul did the engineering and the mastering and mixing on
right.
this thing. And Eric, of course, has just got such a great ear anyway. But when it all came together, it was just such a terrific track.
Well, let's have a listen now. We'll share with our listeners as well. When we come back, among other things, I'll ask you where our listeners can purchase this CD from, because a lot of them will. We've got a lot of Hank Williams fans listening. Let's share this now from Charlie McCoy, Lonesome Whistle, a tribute to Hank Williams. This is the song Mind Your Own Business with Charlie, Ricky Skaggs, and Roy Clark here on In the Country.
If the wife and I are fighting, brother, that's all right. 'cause me and that sweet woman got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Hey, mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Well, the gal next door, she's a nosy old thing. Picks up her phone when she hears mine ring. So mind your own business. Why don't you mind your own business? So if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Well, I got a little gal, she wears her hair up high. The boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't they mind their own business? Mind their own business. 'Cause if you mind your own business, then you won't be minding mine. That don't ring true, but I'll get to heaven just as quick as you. So mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
If you mind your own business, then you won't be minding mine.
Other people's business seems to be high tone. Got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
'Cause if you mind your own business, then you won't be minding mine.
And that is Mind Your Own Business from the Hank Williams tribute CD called Lonesome Whistle. We heard Charlie McCoy along with Ricky Skaggs and Roy Clark on that great version of Mind Your Own Business. And as you said, Andrew, it's such a fun song.
Yeah, it is. If you don't, if that doesn't bring toe tapping and a smile to you, you aren't listening. It's a great song. I think the only thing that might not connect with the young audience is I don't think they'll understand how a neighbor can pick up on a phone call.
Exactly, the old party lines, right?
Right. The young kids have no idea what a party line was.
Exactly. People could pick up a phone in the neighborhood and you'd share a line so you could obviously hear other people's conversations. It's such a great song, as we said, but where can our listeners purchase this album, Lonesome Whistle, a tribute to Hank Williams?
Well, Catbone Diamond Disc Records are putting that out around the country, I think, and in Europe. Or you can just go directly to Heller.com and you can order it there. But okay. It will be coming out in stores through Catbone Diamond Disc with MVD distributing it.
That is great. We talked about Mind Your Own Business being a fun song. Do you have a favorite slow song, a sadder song from Hank?
I don't know about a sadder song, but you know that there's a song written really for Jet, that she was kind of named after the song, and her father had decided that would be her name, and she didn't find out until much later that song and her naming were related. Her grandmother finally told her,
Right.
There, you know, there's so many great songs. Of course, Lonesome Whistle itself is just, that's just a wonderful song to listen to. It's, and it's both, I don't know if it's slow, but it certainly is not, at the pace of Mind Your Own Business.
Sure. Some of the other great songs on this CD, the classics, Lovesick Blues, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, Your Cheatin' Heart, You Win Again. And Charlie McCoy's got an original song on there called The Hank Williams Song, which
yep.
is really great that was included.
Yes. As I said, this was when Charlie came up with the idea. We kind of went along with where he wanted to go and what he wanted to do. I think one of the interesting things at the very beginning of the album, it talks about Charlie spends a minute talking about the fact that he was brought up in the town that Hank Williams died in and believes that he heard that same Lonesome Whistle.
Wow.
So,
isn't that something?
Yeah, just a lot of coincidences in Charlie's life relating to Williams. Of course, Hank Williams just left such a big footprint wherever he went. I mean,
yeah.
people were just starstruck by him. He was just he was certainly as much bigger than life as any of our modern stars are today.
Right. And another song on there, I Saw the Light, with Hank Williams, of course, through the magic of technology, Jet Williams and the Drifting Cowboy. That's another feature on that CD. Let's turn to the album that you recorded called El Paso, and this is you singing country songs on it. A lot of them are Marty Robbins songs. Tell us about the inspiration behind that album, Andrew.
Well, as I said, I fell in love with Marty Robbins songs, starting with El Paso, and then, of course, Devil Woman was such a great jump from where he was when he did that. And it always amazed me that Marty never got the recognition when he was alive that he's gotten since he's died.
That's sad to see, isn't it? For any artist. Yeah.
And then, of course, because I live in Austin, I've lived here for a long time, we have friends who knew Marty and used to travel with Marty. Lloyd Maines and his brothers used to travel all over Europe every summer with Marty, and Lloyd, if you listen to the Dobro on my albums, that's Lloyd, and people know Lloyd by his daughter, I guess, of the Dixie Chicks, but Lloyd's their manager. And Lloyd just is a great Dobro and slide guitar player. and he had heard me singing when I was actually doing the first vocal on El Paso. He had come into the studio. We were down at a studio, which is his daughter records at here in Austin, and he heard it, came running in screaming, "Who's that?" And I was in the vocal box, and he came in. I said, "Me, sir." I said, "I know who you are, but you have no idea who I am." And so we started talking, and he said, "Son," and he's not that much older than I am, but a little. He said, "Son, right. My brothers and I played with Marty in the 50s and early 60s in Europe every summer." He said, "I have not heard that song sung that well since Marty did it. I got to play on your album." So that's how Lloyd ended up on that album.
What a great story.
But
wow.
So we have friends who knew Marty. Of course, the music, his music was just, it was really the first music to really, really make an impression and cross over into the mainstream at that time in the Northeast. You didn't hear a lot of great country in the Northeast. You heard, a few folk songs coming up on
the
radio, but you really didn't hear good country. And it wasn't until Marty's songs came through in the 50s that you really broke into the Northeastern radio with good country. And of course, you had some other stuff that started to break through after that, and you had the crossover songs like I Believe that were really as much inspirational as they were country. That had penetrated. But Marty started that real role where great country started to be heard in other parts of the country outside of the center and southwest.
Such an important development in country music as it spread with artists like Marty Robbins. Now, other songs in the album, as I look down at the track, a lot of Marty Robbins songs now.
There's a couple of brand new songs.
Yeah.
Harlan Howard's wife sent me that great little song called Scrap Piece of Paper.
Right.
He had co-written that. It was the last piece of work he had done before he died. And his wife had heard El Paso, called us up and said, I got a song in Harlem that you got to see. She sent it down to us, and that was just as much fun as any song I've ever done. This is the song A Day in the Life of a Scrap Piece of Paper. And it's a Harlan hour. And then, of course, we've got the modern song that is the modern version of El Paso, and that's Rosalita.
Right.
If you think about the story, one's El Paso, one's over the border, but it's the same style of story. In one case, of course, the hero gets shot. In the other case, he gets hanged, but it's all for the love of a woman.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know if when you listen to the El Paso track, we were advised not to do the whole song. And if you look at all the modern releases, they take out a verse from El Paso that we included. And we were told not to do it because it was too long for radio. And what we found out was everybody was playing it because it was their party break song.
That is so true. People in radio, when they're playing the records especially, need a long record so they can take that washroom break.
Yeah, and of course, the full song El Paso is quite a bit longer than the shortened version. They take out the section that explains why he ran out the door.
Okay.
The verse, just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Then it goes to the part that everyone knows. Out through the back of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. But that bridge was only in Marty's original song. When his son re-released it, he released it without that because people were complaining that it was too long.
Too long a song. Yeah, radio usually needs the shorter songs, of course.
Yeah, they're trying to hold. Unfortunately, they're getting formulistic almost. Which I think is sad. I think there's, you know, it's like when you listen to Charlie Daniels play "Devil Goes Down to Georgia,"
yeah,
and you hear the whole thing. There's a huge, fantastic violin piece in there, but if you hear the whole song, it's almost 10 minutes.
Exactly.
And so no one's recorded that for radio. And
yeah,
I think that's a very sad thing because, you know, what Charlie has done with that song is just so fantastic when he plays it.
Yeah. It's great to hear those songs in their long form. I mean, Garth Brooks has some songs that have extra verses that weren't on the radio that he does in concert. So it's always good to hear a full, I mean, it's a piece of work. It's a piece of art. So to hear it in its entirety is a great thing.
Yeah. And as I said, we had a lot of fun with the album El Paso. In fact, we're doing some more of Boomer's work, Boomer Castleman. Boomer, you know, has been up in Nashville and is now moving back to Texas.
Right.
He was born in Texas and has been a good friend for a number of years. He came in and introduced himself to me after I had done a show up in Nashville. He actually walked in after making an appointment with the people who had scheduled the show, and he came in, walked over to my wife, put his guitar case down, said, "Hi, my name is Boomer. I was born with a beautiful voice. Unfortunately, it's in your husband's body."
That is hilarious.
Well, we've done a number of his songs as well, and you know, Boomer's moving back. And then, of course, you know, there's some great songs that are written by Texans who and people from Tennessee who've been in country most of their lives, but have turned towards a crossover between country and inspirational. And when we find those songs, you know, we love them. There's a song called I Do, written by an old Texan who called me up after we took I Believe to number one on the radio four, five, 6 years ago. And he said, "I've got a song that I have written, but I've never given to anybody. Do you think you'd like to hear it?" I said, "I heard how you did I Believe, and I really think you could do something with this song." And we got the song I Do, which is just one of the most beautiful wedding, love, anniversary songs I've ever heard, and we subsequently put that out. But the album El Paso has brought us just a lot of fun, a lot of follow up stuff that we're doing now with some of the composers. In fact, Irvin Drake, the man who wrote I Believe,
right,
called me because of I Believe, and asked me to sing some other works of his, and is now 94, still composing, giving me new songs.
Isn't that incredible?
So, you know, you do
an
album.
What a compliment for you.
Oh, yeah. It was so much fun. He called my radio guy, and
right.
What I heard was Irvin Drake called, and he wants you to call him at home tonight. I've been called by composers normally when I've missed a note or got a word wrong or changed something. And now I'm trying to figure out, you know, what I did wrong. But I asked my radio guy, I said, Len, you've been in this business 35 years. You work for Sinatra. You work for Como.
Yeah.
How often have you had composers call you and ask you to have an artist call them at home? Usually they have you call them at either the lawyer's office or their office. And he said, well, I've been in the business 36 years, and this is the first time.
First time.
I went out and put a pair of headsets on, and I listened to that song probably 100 times.
To see what could have been wrong.
I just couldn't find out where I'd missed anything.
Yeah.
Finally, I called him up around 7:15 that night, and his wife, Edith, answered the phone. I said, this is Andrew Heller, and I got a request from Mr. Drake to call him. And she goes, oh, we've been listening to I Believe. I really love it. And I turned to my wife and I said, Marianne, whatever I did wrong, he didn't tell her. And I said, whatever he wants me to do, this is a guy who's it was a very good year, What Makes Sammy Run. I mean, he's written so many hits. I said, if he asks me to jump off a bridge, I'll jump off a bridge. But if I did something wrong, I'm going to go fix it. Well, he finally gets on the phone and he says, Mr. Heller, I loved Elvis's version of I Believe. And I'm sitting there saying, oh, God, what did I do wrong?
Here it goes.
I really liked Frankie Lane's version of I Believe. Oh, my God. Do you know 106 people have recorded I Believe and we've sold more than 30 million copies? I'm saying, oh, shit, what could I possibly have done? But I've waited 57 years for someone to sing this song the way you did. I called to ask you a favor. Well, at that point, you know, the sword that I was looking at over my head disappeared, and I could see this burning bush out through the window. And if he'd have asked me to, you know, go climb up the Empire State Building and see if I could fly, I'd have been willing to try it at that point.
What an amazing story.
But we have go ahead.
You've gone on to record some of his songs?
Yeah, we have a song that's on the charts now called Local Call to Heaven. He wrote that for Sinatra. And Sinatra had taken another of his songs for that recording session. That was a song, It Was a Very Good Year. And this song kind of got lost. And I was up in New York singing a tribute to Irvin for his 90th birthday 4 years ago. And afterwards we went back to his house in Long Island and he handed me this huge sheaf of papers. And they were all hand-done copies from his handwritten lead sheets. And he said, if there's anything in here you like, go ahead and use it, and handed it to me. And I found this song buried there. After Sinatra went to It Was a Very Good Year, that song kind of just got lost. So we did Local Call to Heaven. We did My Friend. We've done a couple more of his songs that are just fun songs. And they've all made it to the top 10 on charts, either on Inspirational or on Inspirational Country. Or on AC, which surprises me. Local Call to Heaven was number 7 on AC. And, you know, we did it as a kind of country inspirational song. Charlie, of course, is our band leader on that. And we had Brent Mason on guitar and, you know, all the Nashville guys. So we did it with a little bit of our country style and the music.
Yeah.
And I never even expected it to play on AC, but our promoter wanted to try it. And he took it to 7. I've given up trying to figure out what people want to call things anymore. I sing great songs, and if I find a song that I think I can deliver and that hits my heart, I think I can then make it resonate in other people's hearts.
Well, on that subject, let's, Andrew, talk about Devil Woman from the Marty Robbins CD, the one called El Paso. Tell us about Devil Woman, choosing it to record, and then I'm going to share with our listeners.
First of all, that was such a departure for Marty when he went to, it's really close to a Calypso beat.
Yeah, it is.
And yet, you know, Marty was known for being purely a country writer and composer, but this was so far off the norm for him, and it was a great piece of music. I mean, it's a lively piece of music. There's a good story in it. The good story ends up with a happy ending.
Right, yeah.
So I had fallen in love with that song. It had to be 25, 30 years ago when I first heard it. And I've always loved that song. I throw that song into shows when I can. Anytime I have an audience that wants, you know, to keep going. A lot of times you end up doing a show where you have, as long as you have the band with you, and they, our band tends to know most of the stuff we've done.
Sure.
So we'll do our fixed show. We usually plan on two 45 to 50 minute segments. Usually they run an hour 10 to an hour and a half on each segment because people just keep, you know, people scream. And if they're stomping their feet loud enough, you just keep going. And that's
exactly
one of the songs you always bring in. You bring that in, and I do. And people love it. I mean, to this day, people love that song.
That's great.
I feel sad that the young kids haven't been exposed to a lot of the great old Marty Robbins music. They've all heard, I think, El Paso.
It's such a classic. They probably have, but songs like this, I agree, they should be playing these classics still on today's radio and take a moment to share some of the older stuff.
Yeah, because this was and is still great country music.
It sure is. It's timeless. Let's share this piece of timeless music, your version of the Marty Robbins classic, Devil Woman. This is Andrew Heller on In the Country.
I told Mary about us, told her about our great sin. Mary just cried and forgave me. Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't want to be, and I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone. Our shack by the sea. Even after I heard her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over, trapped no more by your charms. I don't want to stay, I want to get away. Woman, let go of my arms. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, of me, devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone, I want to go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef, like the winds that bring high tides, you bring sorrow and grief. You made me ashamed to face Mary, barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black, Mary took me back. Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone, I want to go home. Running along by the running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy that I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one that I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, back home.
And that is my guest, Andrew Heller, and his version of Devil Woman, the classic from Marty Robbins. The name of that album that our guest sings other songs on is called El Paso, and you can head to Andrew's website at heller.com, learn more about him, hear more of the music, and keep up to date with him. What is next for you, Andrew? So many things you've accomplished so far, from classical music to high tech to country. What's on your radar for the next year?
Well, we're doing quite a lot of traveling with the show, but we're also doing probably two new albums over the next year, and we're trying to figure out the sequence. By the way, the other place you can get these are DiamondDiscRecords.com.
Perfect.
Diamond Disc Records. We're looking right now. In fact, we're going to be talking to Pam Lewis in the next week or so, and trying to figure out whether to do another inspirational album. We have two of them out right now. One called I Believe in Angels and one called Reach Out, after the song that we did for the city of Nashville after the
right.
flood.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out whether to do that or whether to go back to what I call my eclectic album, which is a mix of fun new music. I get a lot of music in each month. We end up getting, every time I put a call out, we end up getting 2,000 to 2,500 pieces of music. And we sort through that and end up with a stack of maybe 40 or 50 songs that I really want to do over the next few years. And I've thought about doing an eclectic album, which just kind of picks randomly without having a genre, but have a little bit of everything, because we've got so much good music coming in.
That's awesome. Andrew, it has been such a pleasure to share this time with you and to share the songs that we did, of course, from Charlie McCoy's album, Lonesome Whistle, a tribute to Hank Williams, your album, El Paso. Thanks so much for sharing the great stories and the songs as well, Andrew. It's been a real pleasure.
It's been my pleasure. I hope you have a great day. And just keep the people on the East Coast in your prayers. I think this is going to be a very hard time for a lot of them. My own brother went to work this morning with a change of clothes, figuring he was in for work for at least 2 or 3 days.
it's incredible. We'll send our prayers out for sure. My guest today has been Andrew Heller. You can visit him at heller.com. I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night in the country.